Oh, praise God. okay, turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 20. This morning I want to share with you on life and death. මේ උදෑසන ඔබ සමග මම බෙදා ගන්න යන්නේ මරණයත් ජීවනයත් ගැනයි. John chapter 20 verses 1 to 10. Right, let's all read it. This is one of the many accounts of the resurrection in the Gospels. Do you know that today is the actual day that Jesus rose again? ඔබ දන්නවද අද තමයි යේසුස් වහන්සේ මළුන්ගෙන් නැගිට ඇත්තම සැබෑ දවස. Not exactly the what's the day today? 31st of is it the 30th? 31st of March, but it is the proper Sunday. Because how we calculate it is from the last full moon, they calculate 40 days to arrive at Passover. So that's how, you know, actually, today is more important than Christmas. It's more biblical than Christmas. And so, you know, without that resurrection, and I want to say this again, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we are just fooling around here. We're just fooling around, but we stand because we know He's alive. අපි දන්නවා යේසුස් වහන්සේ මළවුන්ගෙන් නැගිට නැත්නම් අපි මෙතන මේ විජ්ජාවක් කරන්නේ. උන්වහන්සේ ජීවමාන හින්දා තමයි අපගේ ජීවිතයට බලපොරොත්තුව, ශක්තිය, අපේ ජීවිතයට සියලු දේ ලැබෙන්නේ. ඒ ජීවමාන යේසුස් වහන්සේ නිසා. So let's read it. If you have your Sinhala Bible, read it in Sinhala. I'm going to read it in English. Are we ready? John 20 verses 1 to 10. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Right now, I will just explain. Sean, you can contribute that to the Living Waters Mobile Fund. Okay? Now, we see that early morning, early Sunday morning, right, soon after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene and the other accounts say that there were other women, including Mary and there's another lady girl called Salome, right? They came to the tomb. So we have, John speaks about Mary Magdalene. Now, who was Mary Magdalene? What was Mary Magdalene's past? Was she a good woman or a bad woman? No. That poor lady has been scarred with this image that she has been a prostitute. There is a confusion. But actually, there were 7 demons in her that Jesus cast out. You know, it's interesting. But see, the women, the men are sleeping. The women are early. They are woken up in the morning. And they are coming to the tomb to, you know, put oil and clean the body of Jesus, right? Streen vitharai apita peene metana enne udeta minissu purushyan hondata goro goro nidi. And then she ran, so she comes to the tomb and suddenly the tomb is open and the body is not there. So she runs back to Peter and John and tells them, right? Petrus tat Johanta duwagena gin kiyenawa. She says that they have taken the Lord and laid him somewhere else. Kena swamin wahanse wage dehaya eglan kohari ka eglan aragena gihilla kohari dala tiyena, and we don't know where, right? And then Peter, he comes running, and the other disciple is John, right? John would never refer to himself as John. He would say the disciple that Jesus loved, and here it says the other disciple. Right, now Peter and John are running, right? Petrus saha Johan duwagena enawa sohon geyata, and Peter was older than John. John was about 17 years old, right? He was about 17, 18. So he runs ahead of Peter. Right? Peter is saying, "I do again." Peter would have been like, "That's a joke. You should laugh for that." I thought y'all had missed my dry jokes, but so they both ran, and see what happens. John comes ahead. Johan kaling avilla. He looks inside the tomb. Ohu sohange issa athulare balanawa. But what does Peter do? He comes running and charges in to the inside the tomb. Petrus monada karanne kadaagena yanawa athulata. And it says then Simon Peter came following him, went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together by its place. It was a kiyano e ready ekka me singhalin handkerchief ekata kiyanne me lensuwa kiyala da kiyanne lensuwa anit andum natha anit ready ekka neme thibune hondata navala hondata navala thibuna right now read this I want you to see this it says then the other disciple who came into the tomb first went in also and he saw and believed right John comes in and he sees something there right he sees something and he believes Johan yam deyak dakino etana e yam de dakala ohu vishwas karanawa for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Interesting, right? It says that they still did not know the scripture. They had heard it, but they didn't know it. They didn't have a revelation of it. Jesus spoke to them about rising from the dead, but they didn't have a revelation of it. They didn't have an understanding of it, right? Methana kiyana eglanda thama wachaneya therunne na kiyala. ඒගොල්ලෝ වචනේ ඇහුණා යේසුස් වහන්සේ කියන මම නැවත මළමුන්ගෙන් නැගිටිනවා කියලා. ඉතින් මෙතන යොහන් කියන ඒගොල්ලන්ට තාම වචනේ තේරුන්නේ නැහැ. ඒත් මොනවාද ඔහු විශ්වාස කරේ? What made him believe? Okay? And it says that the disciples then went again to their homes. ඊට පස්සේ ගෝලයන් නැවත ඔවුන්ගේ නිවස් වලට යනවා කියලා. You know, in the morning when they came, what were they expecting? Udasana own paminiyama own balaporotti une mokakda? They came expecting not to see a Jesus who was alive. That's the first thing that I want to highlight this morning. They came expecting to see a dead Jesus. Own balaporotti une malanika natha meruna Jesus wahanse kenek hamu wennai. They came expecting to see the human Jesus. They came expecting to see a body that was lashed and broken and, you know, with blood all over. Oun balaporothune levulin pirunu malakandak balanna tama oun balaporothuen aave. But that's not what they saw. Ede neve oun own that key. And church, because they expected him to be dead, they did not expect him to be risen. Right? Sounds very simple, but that is the truth. Because they did not expect Jesus to be alive, they only expected him to be dead. Living waters, we need to live daily expecting the supernatural. Dinapata api jeevit wenne keseda? Deva balaya balaporottuwenda balaporottuwen rahitenda? How do we live our daily lives? You know, Easter is not okay, it happened 2000 years ago. How nice, how sweet, how good. But that is the reality of my daily life. That has to be the reality of my moment right now, while you breathe, what you're thinking, what, you know, it has to be the reality. The church that does not live under the power of the resurrection is a dead church. The Christian who does not live under the power of the resurrection is a dead Christian. He may be a namesake Christian, but he will be a dead Christian. Because Jesus died so that we have his power to live. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't die for me to think that's a good story. He died so that I can live in his power. Yesus wahanse merune eka honda kathawak inda neve. Unwanse merune mata e balen ada jeevit wenna. Because we have tombs in our lives. We have dead moments in our lives. But those dead moments will come to life when I live in the power of Jesus. Not in my own power, not in my own wisdom, not in my own philosophy. Amen. I don't know, I'm excited. Right? Because that's the truth. ඒ තමයි සත්‍ය. ඔබ මලවුන්ගේ නැගිට ජේසුස් වහන්සේගේ බලයෙන් දිනපතා හැම මොහොතෙම ජීවත් වෙන්නේ නැත්තම් ඔබ මලානික මැරිච්ච කිතුණුවෙක්. පණ තියනවා, ඇස් තියනවා, අත්පත් තියනවා. ඒත් ඔබ මැරිච්ච කිතුණුවෙක්. අපේ ශක්තියෙන් අපි ජීවත් වෙන්න හදනවා නම් අපි මැරිච්ච කිතුණුවෙක්. උන්වහන්සේගේ බලය, උන්වහන්සේ මැරුණේ අපට ඒ බලය දෙන්න, ඒ බලයෙන් අපට ජීවත් වෙන්න. Even when your husband ticks you off, even as your wife annoys you, go to God so that you live out of his power, his love, so that you don't have to hit back at your wife or hit back at your husband. You go to God and say, Lord, I forgive. Lord, give me strength to say, darling, you may be like a demon this morning, but I will still love you. We are created to live out of the power of God, out of the power that Jesus has. Many of you are saying, "Ayyo, but danna, ayyo, mage jeevithe." Why? You are not going to Jesus. You're going to yourself, looking at your resources, and saying, "Hare mana naha mukat naha wane mata naha ma paadli enda ba." Those can't be translated. But isn't that so? When have you not had hope? When you have not looked to Jesus. ඔබට බලාපොරොත්තු රහිතව හිටියේ මොන මොහොතේද? ඔබ ජේසුස් වහන්සේ දෙස බැලුවේ නැති මොහොතේ. When have you had hope? When you looked to Jesus. ඔබ ජේසුස් වහන්සේ දෙස බැලුවම ඔබට ඒ බලාපොරොත්තු තිබුණා. We need to live daily. Not every Sunday. Daily. Tell the person next to you, daily. Yana dinapata. JB, say dinapata. Right? Daily. You know, Jesus said, when you ask, believe. Right? In Mark 11:24, Jesus wants to give up. Ahanagota, vishwasa karanna. He was saying, don't come to God not believing because you're not going to get anything. But Devyan Mahansi Langana Endepa Avishwasing. So then get your belief in the right place. That's why Jesus said, have faith in. Somebody said me. God. God. Jesus. Say it again. Have faith in God. Right? How many of you have faith in yourself, in your workplace? Hopeless. You will be hopeless. Right? I may be the pastor. If I don't have faith in God, right, my life is a mess. We need to have faith in. We need to live daily expecting the supernatural. Right? There was a time when Jesus came and the disciples could not cast out a demon from a young man. Right? ගෝලයන් ඇවිල්ලා ඒකට බැරි වුණා තරුණෙක්ගේ හිටිය යක්ෂ යකු එළවන්න. And they went and asked Jesus, Lord, why couldn't we do it? ඇයි ස්වාමීනි අපිට බැරි වුණේ? And Jesus said, that kind can come out only by fasting and prayer. యేసుస్ కివా నిరాహార యాజ్ఞావేం විතරයි ఏ వగే దేవల్ వెన్న పుల్వాం. వాట్ వాస్ జీసస్ సేయింగ్? ఇఫ్ యు రీడ్ ద వర్సెస్ బిఫోర్, హి వాస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ అన్బిలీఫ్. దే డిడ్ బిలీవ్ దే కుడ్ కాస్ట్ ద డీమన్ అవుట్. వెన్ యు డోంట్ బిలీవ్ యు కెనాట్ డు ఇట్. ఒబ విశ్వాస కరన్నే నత్తం ఒబట ఏదే కరన్న బహె. సో జీసస్ సెడ్ యు ఫాస్ట్ అండ్ ప్రే టు గెట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ కనెక్టెడ్ so that you can begin to believe, and then he said the power of God will flow through you. Etokota deva balaya obatulin galaya. There isn't a problem with the power of God. There isn't a loose connection. The only loose connection is my belief, my faith. That's my loose connection. God, listen church, God wants you to move in the power, in his power. God wants you to move in his power. But some of us don't believe that. That is where we need to strengthen ourselves in God. අප බොහෝ දෙනා අපි විශ්වාස කරන්නේ දේව බලය අප තුලින් ගම මේ ගලා යන්න දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ආශා කරනවා කියලා. එතන තමයි ප්‍රශ්නේ තියන්නේ. එතන තමයි අපි ශක්තිමත් වන්න ඕනේ උන්වහන්සේ කෙරෙහි. They came expecting to see a dead Jesus. Now there's a beautiful picture here about the hanky. Metana e lensuwa gana lassana pinturaya thiyenawa. The hanky was not with the other cloths, right? Lensuwa අනිත් රෙදි එක නෙවෙයි තිබුණේ. But how was the hanky kept? ලේන්සුව කොහොමද තිබුණේ? What does your Bible say? It was nicely folded. Right? This needs to be ironed a bit, but just use your imagination. Right? හොඳට නමලා තිබුණේ. And when John saw that, he believed. What did he believe? Johan e de dakkama ohu vishwasa kara munada ohu vishwasa kare. In Middle Eastern culture, right, in Middle Eastern culture, a folded napkin at the table signifies I have still not finished my meal, I'm coming back. Right? Meda peradika sanskrutiyata anuwa lensuwak hondata otala namala thibunahama e kam mese etana kiyena sevakayata mama iwara na mama aayeth enawa me kama kanna. Say the master had to go to the toilet, so he would sorry for that exam, so he would fold the hanky and keep it and said excuse me and go, because he was going to come back. I want you to understand this. Oho da vesikilata yanna awashya una nan hondata lassanta ot me navala lensuwa etana thiyela yanawa. Etakota ohuge sevakaya dannawa kema ata tiyanna epa mama enawa mama iwara na kiyala. Now once he finished, nicely wipe his mouth, blah blah blah, and he would just leave it like that. Oh kema kala ivarunahama red me hondara kata piyada lensuwa otanne nathuwa namanne nathuwa nikan tiyala yanawa. Then the servant can come and take the food and clean the table, right? So what did John see when he saw the hanky? Monada Johan dakke e lensuwa dakkama hondata namala thiyenakota. What is the message that John received? Monada Johan ta labuna me paniwida. Very good. He is coming back again. I'm coming back. I'm not finished. Hallelujah. I'm not finished. Yeah, Jesus was saying that. I'm not finished. I'm coming back. මම ඉවර නැහැ. මගේ වැඩේත් ඉවර නැහැ, මාත් ඉවර නැහැ. මම නැවත ඔබ වෙතට එනවා කියලා. And there, John believed. And he said, fine. I don't know when I'm going, because he's alive. That's when he believed. Praise God. That's when he believed. එතන තමයි ඔහු විශ්වාස කරේ. You know, in our situations, God talks to us. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට කතා කරනවා අපගේ ප්‍රශ්න තුල. We need to see that. අපි ඒව දකින්න ඕනේ. John came to a place that was dead, but he saw life. There's a message for him saying, there is life. What's the message you see in your situation? What is God telling you in your situation? දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මොනවාද ඔබට කියන්නේ? ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී. Because my second point is that Jesus brings life. He doesn't bring death. He brings life to us. He crucified death to give us life. උන්වහන්සේ අපිට මරණය ගේන්නේ නැහැ. උන්වහන්සේ අපිට ජීවනය ගේනවා. උන්වහන්සේ මරණය කුරුසිපත් කරා. පාපය කුරුසිපත් කරා අපිට ජීවනය ගේන්න. And everything that God has for you has life. Everything that God has for you has life. Deviyan wahanse obata dena sama deekama obata jeevanaya thiyenawa. God doesn't give you life to take life out of you. That's not who he is. Right? Deviyan wahanse obata jeevanaya denna jeevanaya oben eliyata ganna. He wants to give you life and that more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. I have come that you may have life and that more abundantly. Right? John writes that. See, when you open the word of God, right? When you open the word of God, obage deva obage atheethina deva wacana oba vivutta karahama, what do you receive from that? Death? What do you receive from that? Life. That's why, you know, Perry and myself, you know, we keep saying, read the word, read the word, read the word, because we want you to have life that Jesus has for you. Vachane arihama jeevane enne eka nisa tama api kiyanne ara gantare wage kiyawanna 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 kiyala, because Jesus uses that word and brings life into your situation, brings hope into your situation, brings life into your soul and your spirit. If you don't know where to start, come talk to her or ask somebody, you know, seriously, because that is life for us. It's not death. It's not poison. Some people don't even touch the Bible because it's poison. It brings life. Your answer to your peace is in the Word. See, life is what makes you take a step forward. Death will take you backwards. Jeevanaya idirata oba geniyenawa. Maranaya obowa pitupassata geniyenawa. See, that's why, you know, it's funny. The disciples and the women came looking for a dead Jesus. And they were stuck in the tomb. Jesus was already on his way. Because he's alive. When you walk in the life of Jesus, you will be going ahead. But if you're looking for death, if you're looking for things that don't bring you life, you'll be stuck in one place. Do you agree with me? See, Paul says, the spirit gives life, the flesh will bring death. Right? Atmaya apata jeevanaya genawa. Maansaya apata maranaya genawa. And that's why Jesus said, you know, you can have the whole world, but what would it be if you lose your own soul? Obata mulu lokema laba ganna puluwan. You can put all your energy to get everything in the world. But if you don't put your energy to connect yourself with God and live in the life Jesus has for you, your whole life will come to nothing one day. One day you will sit and look and say, what's my life about? Jesus has life for us people. Jesus wants our life. And I'm not just giving a good speech here. This is what I live. This is what Krishani lives. I can't speak for anybody else. Krishani made my life. You know, we tell our kids, connect with God, walk with God, because we know one day when we are not there, they will have the choice. And if they make the wrong choice, we are not to blame. You ask Sean, he hears that all the time. Because we are, you know, we want him to be educated, but we also want him to follow the Lord. Following the Lord will open doors for him. That's why Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God last. And everything will be added first. Seek the kingdom of God first, and everything else will be added unto you. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't do a job. No. Jesus comes first. Everything flows from him. You know, Moses, right? Moses, Israel janathawata teeranayak dunna. In Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19, dvitiya katave, tihe dahanamaya, Moses kiwa, Israel janathawata, I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life, that you and your children may live. Wow, what a promise. What a promise. Balavat porunduak. Api, jeevane thoragathama. Parents, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this good. Future parents, hear this good. When you choose life, it is not only for you, it's also for your children and your children's children. There's a blessing that God permits, that God ensures that it flows. Hallelujah. Demaupian, hondata meka haganna. Oba jeevanaya thoranawa nan eka obata vitarak neme obage daruwanta daruwange daruwanta daruwange daruwange daruwanta. If you choose the curse, it's the same. It's the same. But you know what? The curses go to 3 generations. The blessing goes to more than 10 generations. Hallelujah. That's what God says. Choose life. Jeevanada maranin. You know, don't give excuses. Choose life. You know, sometimes I'll say, "Ane, sorry, Pastor, we couldn't come to church." Don't say sorry to me. I feel sorry for you. Because you are not choosing life. Oba jeevane thoraganna hai. Oba jeevane thoraganna. I heard last Sunday's message was like fiery dynamite. But it's about, are you ready? How many of you will guarantee when you walk on the street today that a bus will not come and knock you down? You're so sure that nothing will happen. Sometimes people are so sure they will not die, the next moment they're gone. Now it's too late to turn back. Live. I read somewhere, Mama Kohe Kiewa, live as though Jesus came day before, he died yesterday, he rose again today, and he's coming tomorrow. This is not a good story. This is life. Amen. See, even God wanted Adam and Eve to choose life. Devyan Mahanse, Adam saha Eva gen ut balaporothune jeevane thoragani kiyala. He said, don't eat from that tree of the good of knowledge and evil. Right? You are a honda naraka kahen kannepa. There was also the tree of life. He said, eat as much as you want from that. But what did they do? They chose death. They didn't choose life. We have the choice. God doesn't force us to make the choice. Devyan Mahanse apita bala karanne neha mukadda thoraganne kiyala. But he wants us to choose life. Unwanchata one api jeevane thoragannawata. You can't say I have gone and done something because God made me do it. We say the devil made me do it. Have you heard people saying the devil made me do it? That means the devil isn't controlling you. You have no control of yourself. Think about it. We need life. අපිට ජීවනය ඕනේ. Who wants life? You have to choose life. Jesus in John 14:6 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus once again, Johan 14:6, Mama Tama, Satya, Marge Satya, Jeevanaya. If we want to live our life, we will live Jesus once again. If we want life, we choose Jesus. When you choose Jesus, you choose life. Daily. Jesus left a message to the disciples. Choose life. I'm alive. I'm not dead, man. I'm alive. Don't get caught up in the tomb. You know, don't get caught up in the tomb. Sohonge hiravela indepa. Sometimes we get stuck in the tomb. We go in and we can't come out. අපි සමහර සොහොන්ගේ හිර වෙලා ඉන්නේ. You know, talking about Good Friday. For some it was like we are eating lamb. We ate lamb right here. We are eating meat today. Right? සමහර කට හිතුවා අද අපි මස් කනවා කියලා. Right? I'm not pointing at anybody. Now, you also said it. Right? Okay. Now, listen to this. How did that come about? If you really think of it, it was just told to you, isn't it? And that was told in a sense of, that was not bringing life for you. You were told that if you do it, you know, I read about it, right? Mama gana kiyawa. It said that the original teaching was, if you eat meat on Good Friday, or actually through Lent, on Fridays through Lent, you're actually eating the flesh of Jesus. Right? Mama kiyewa, me Lent kya Singhalen kya me Pasku, na Pask me Lent. සතානික කාලේ මස් කෑවොත් සිකුරාදා යේසුස් වහන්සේගේ මේ මස්ලු අපි කන්නේ ඒ වගේ කියනවා. I want you to think, does that bring fear or does that bring joy? Fear. Does that bring life or does that bring death to you? Is that inside the tomb or outside the tomb? You know, what you believe, you know, I grew up like that, okay? You know, we all grew up like that. And, yes, right? Especially on Good Friday. Karola. Right? And paripu. I think that was all. Karola, paripu, not even an egg. Right? Bitterakwat khandava. We were caught up in tradition. We were caught up in a lie. It's not in the Bible. Jesus ate on Good Friday. And God asked everyone to eat forever. Interesting, isn't it? Devyan wanse kiwa mas khanna kiyala. Somewhere tradition said don't. Whom do we believe? Tradition or God? God. But we've come to a revelation. We've seen the cloth. We've seen the handkerchief. Api lensuwa. Api dakka. Hai api lensuwa dakka. Don't get stuck inside the tomb. Sohonge asse hirawendepa. Gandaye ekatule. It's stinking. You know, these guys wouldn't have just gone like this. They would have covered their noses and gone. You know, just imagine, that's where dead bodies are. You want life. Obade jeevane hone. You're caught up in something. Let Jesus break you free. That's why you have to eat daily. If you don't live daily expecting the supernatural, you'll be living in the tomb. ඔබ දිනපතා දේව බලය බලාපොරොත්තුෙන් ඒ ස්පර්ශ කරමින් ජීවත් වෙන්නේ නැත්නම් ඔබ සොහොන්ගේ ඇතුලේ තමයි ජීවත් වෙන්නේ. It does not mean that you will not have problems. In your problem, you can move in the power of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. ඔබගේ ප්‍රශ්න තුල ඔබට පුළුවන් දේව බලයෙන් යුක්තව ඇවිදින්න. Talk to each other and find out how they do it. Ask Noreen, you know, she's gone through major stuff. In the problem, you know, ask some of our ladies, those ladies who pray, in the problem, they're experiencing the power of God. Jesus said, you will have tribulation, but don't worry. I have overcome the world. We have a choice. You know, Hebrews 6:1 says, turn from your dead works towards faith in God. Right? Hebrew 6:1 says, you know, obage malanika kriyavalin heri deviyan wahanse thula adahilla kerahi harenna kiyala. That should be our daily walk. Your own self and your own strategy will not bring life. But when you look to God and flow out of God, you will walk in life. What is your choice? ඔබගේ තීරණය මොකද? Not only today getting all excited and going. What's your choice tomorrow morning? What's your choice in 1 week's time? ඔබගේ තීරණය මොනවාද? අද මොනවාද තීරණය හෙට? මේ අද ඉරිදා පාස්පු ඉරිදා චූන් වෙලා යන්න නෙමෙයි මේක. එහෙත් එහෙත් අපේ ජීවිතයටයි. අනේ පාස්ටර් මට ප්‍රශ්න තියෙනවා. ප්‍රශ්න මැද්දේ ඔබ කවද අල්ලන්නේ? යේසුස්ගේ අත දල්ලන්නේ? නැත්නම් ඔබ හැමතැනම බලනවා අන්ධකාරයද යන්නේ? You know, in your problem you'll say, pastor, I have so many problems. I will say, you know if you told that to Paul, he would say, give me 5, brother, praise the Lord. Paul, you know, Paul said, bring on more problems because then I am able to hold God more. We don't want problems because why? Then our life, we think our life is free. What a lie. Amu buruak. Api hitana prashna nattan jeevithaya niyamai kiyala. Amu buruak. Munath saman? Jeevithaya etukota maranne tama. Deviyan wahanse ava ජීවිතේ මල් sorry ඒත් අපිට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ නැත්තම් ජීවිතේ මරණයයි. What will you choose? Life or death? ඔබ ජීවනයේද මරණයේද? You know, sadly today we see what's happening in Sri Lanka. There isn't any life happening there. There's death. Because one group doesn't believe that they are the only people there, right? And I will say this, yeah, you know, the Muslims are being attacked, the churches are being attacked. That's not life, that's death. Life, budu balat senawa, right? Kadawalta gahanawa, kolahala pattu karanawa den. We have had 30 years of a war. We have had enough of death. It's a chance that God gives to bring life and say that we value people. But it seems that when Jesus is not in the equation, people can't see life. People can't give life. People can't give love. People can't give value. අපිට ජේසුස් වහන්සේ නැත්නම් අපේ හදවතුල අපිට බෑ ජීවනය දෙන්න කාටවත්. Because if you're not in life, you can't give life. අපිට බෑ කෙනෙක්ව පිළිගන්න ඒගොල්ලන් එන ආකාරයට. ඇයි ඒගොල්ලන් මං මට ඕනේ විදිහට මාරු වෙන්න ඕනේ? That's death. Friends, I want to tell you this. If you can't accept somebody as they are, that's not life. Jesus accepted me as I am. He didn't ask me to change and come to him. Did Jesus ask any of you to change and come to him? No. He said, come as you are. I will change you. I love you. That's giving life to people. ඒ තමයි ජීවනය අපට දෙන. You know, a couple of weeks ago, before I went, I was at a meeting of key religious leaders. They were Buddhist priests, they were whatever. And we're saying, how can we bring reconciliation to Sri Lanka? අපි එතන කතා කළා, අපි කිව්වා කොහොමද අපි ලංකාවේ එකමුතුභාවය ගේන්නේ. And I said, if we don't accept each other, we will never have reconciliation. මම එතන කිව්වා අපිට එක්කෙනෙක් කෙනාව කොන්දේසි නොමැතිව පිළිගන්න බැරි නම් කවදාකවත් එකමුතුභාවය එන්න බෑ. But you know what? Jesus accepted people as they are. He didn't say, you change and come to me. He went to the prostitute. He went to the sick. But I'll talk about living waters. As a church, we need to do the same. අපි මේ දේ කරන්න ඕනේ. God has given us tools like pure love to teach us and how to do it. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට දීලා තියෙනවා සැබෑ ප්‍රේමය කියන මේ අධ්‍යයනය. එහෙම අපි කොහොමද එකිනෙකට ආදරය කරන්නේ? We can praise the Lord and say wow, pray, hallelujah. But if I do not have love, I'm like a clanging cymbal. I'm just, I don't want to use, I'm just, you know, full of noise. Nothing else in me. But it begins by you choosing life. Eka patangane oba jeevanaya thora ganeemen. When you choose life, life will flow through you. ඔබ ජීවනය තෝරගන්නකොට ජීවනය ඔබ තුලින් ගලා යනවා. In your problem, choose life. Sometimes when people go through problems, we are like, ugh, I don't want to see that person. They are like dynamite. They're like a landmine there. No. Choose life. ජීවනය තෝරගන්න. And what I'm sharing today is right from deep from my heart. For you as a church. You know, God at the beginning of this year said, change. Walk in the newness. Aluddhe tul evidinna. What's the new thing? In Christ, you're a new creation. All things have passed away, but we are still holding the old. Paranade gihilla me, gihilla tiyenne, pahavi gihilla tiyenne, api thama paranade allaganne. Api thama sohonge athule inne. But sometimes still inside that tomb, but today, Easter Sunday, make a decision for Jesus. Make a choice and say, it's not what I know, it's not what I don't know, it's what Jesus wants from me. Mama danna no danna de neve he Jesus wahanse monada magen bala poruthu wenne. He wants to give you life. Un wants it only obata jeevane denna. Let's pray. Praise you, God. You know, you will have discouragement. You will have those moments, but Jesus says, hold my hand. Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Choose life. Thank you, Lord. This morning, I want you to close your eyes, Abhayasvasa. Ask yourself, what did Jesus talk to me? Not what pastor spoke, but what did Jesus speak into my heart, into where I am? Adha munada Jesus wanse mata katha kare. Ma inna sthane, pastor katha kare deneve. Hallelujah. I want you to make a choice this morning. Like Moses said, choose this day. Don't wait till tomorrow. Choose this day. Choose life. choose blessing. And choosing life is choosing Jesus. It's not I came to know Jesus 5 years ago. No, choosing Jesus every moment. Choosing Jesus over your own strategy. Choosing Jesus over your own thinking. Choosing Jesus over your own feeling. Many of us get caught in our feelings. Allow Jesus to come in there. සමහර අපේ හැඟීම් තුල අපි සිර වෙලා ඉන්නේ. අපි සොහොන්ගේ ඉන්නේ අපේ හැඟීම් වල. There are some of us, we hear a message like this, as soon as we go out of the church, our mouths start to fire darts. Our mouths start to bring the tomb, the dirt in the tomb out. Today, you choose Jesus. Today you choose Jesus so that when that starts to come, you say, Jesus, life. Life from me. Hallelujah. Oh God. This morning, maybe you have not been walking with Jesus. But today you say, Jesus, I turn to you. Mama buhanse vetara harenawa swamini. I turn away from my own plans, my own work, and I turn to you this morning. Swamini me udasana swamini mage jeevithaye mama mage dewal karagena gen tiyenne ada mama thirnayak gannwa swamini oba oba wahanse vetara harenna oba wahansege gamane yanna swamini. Oh God, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Father, this morning we pray, Lord, myself included, I am not excluded from this. Lord, we want to choose life. I want to choose life, Lord. I want to choose life. I desire life for this, my family. Lord, I desire life. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that the tombs will be open, broken open. God, that the prison doors will be broken down because Jesus will come in there. Jesus will pull us out, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. ඔබ යාඥා කරන්න මේ උදෑසන කියන ස්වාමිනී ජීවනය මම තෝරගන්නවා ජීවනය. Lord, I choose life this morning. I choose you this morning, Lord, over everything else. No matter what I'm going through, I am choosing life this morning. මම ජීවනය තෝරගන්නවා ස්වාමිනී.